If someone needed to raise money, say, Dolly would come to the rescue, organizing a charity ball or other fundraising event. The person in need could hardly resist. Dolly was friendly with royalty, Hollywood stars, socialites. Soon he would be ordering all kinds of elaborate props for the ball. For his infamous Night in a Surrealist Forest in Pebble Beach, California in 1941, which was intended to benefit starving artists in war-torn Europe, Dolly requested a live giraffe, enough pine trees to create a fake forest, the largest bed in the world, a wrecked automobile, and thousands of pairs of shoes from which to serve the first course. In the end, the party was a smash and got all kinds of publicity, but, as so often with Dolly, the bills far exceeded the receipts. No money was left over for the starving artists of Europe. And strangely enough, all of the publicity was focused on Dolly, increasing his fame and winning him more powerful allies. A variation on the alliance game is to play the mediator, the center around which other powers pivot. While remaining covertly autonomous, you make those around you fight for your allegiance. The brilliance of this variation is that merely by assuming a central position, you can wield tremendous power. For instance, you place yourself at a critical point in the information chain, giving you access to and control over it. Or you produce something other people depend on, giving you incredible leverage. Or you play the mediator everyone needs to resolve a dispute. Whatever it is, you can maintain power in this central position only by keeping yourself unentangled and courted by all. The moment you enter into any kind of lasting alliance, your power is greatly reduced. A key component of the alliance game is the ability to manipulate other people's alliances and even destroy them, sowing dissension among your opponents so that they fight among themselves. Breaking your enemy's alliances is as good as making alliances yourself. Your focus here is on stirring up mistrust. Make one partner suspicious of the other, spread rumors, cast doubts on people's motives, be friendly to one ally to make the other jealous. Divide and conquer. In this way, you will create a tide of emotions, hitting first this side, then that, until the alliance totters. Now, former members of the alliance will feel vulnerable. Through manipulation or outright invitation, make them turn to you for protection. Finally, you will, of course, be attacked for playing the alliance game. People will accuse you of being feckless, amoral, treacherous. Remember, these charges are strategic themselves. They are part of a moral offensive to advance their own interests. Your accusers are trying to make you feel guilty or look bad. Do not let them get to you. The only real danger is that your reputation will eventually keep people from making alliances with you. But self-interest rules the world. If you are seen to have benefited others in the past and is capable of doing the same in the present, you will have suitors and playing partners. Besides, you are loyal and generous as long as there is mutual need. And when you show that you cannot be had by the false lure of permanent loyalty and friendship, you will actually find yourself treated with greater respect. Many will be drawn to your realistic and spirited way of playing the game. Reversal. There are some types with whom any kind of alliance will harm you. You can often recognize them by their overeagerness to pursue you. They will make the first move, trying to blind you with alluring offers and glittering promises. To protect yourself from being used in a negative way, always look at the tangible benefits you will gain from this alliance. If the benefits seem vague or hard to realize, think twice about joining forces. Be wary of people who speak well, have apparently charming personalities, and talk about friendship, loyalty, and selflessness. They are most often con artists trying to prey on your emotions. Keep your eye on the interests involved on both sides and never let yourself be distracted from them.